活化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
Because diabetes is also problem with the genes.
因为糖尿病跟基因也有关系。
You don't have to inherit abnormal gene from your parents.
也就是我们不需要从父母基因一定要遗传正常健康的基因。
Even though your parents gave you all healthy genes,
甚至你父母亲给你健康的基因。
And your gene can change.
你的基因还是会改变的。
And you have diabetes.
那你还是会得糖尿病。
So first of all, let me show you something called gene map.
那我告诉你这个有关于基因图。
You heard about the Human Genome Project, right?
你有学到这个人类基因的过程。
And the scientists found out.
科学家发现呢。
Which gene causes what kind of problem?
怎么样的基因造成什么样的问题
？OK, here we go. OK, this is gene map.
这是基因图
，called human genome.
这个叫做人类的基因图。
See, I told you there are 23 chromosomes, right?
有23组的。染色体。
This is chromosome number one.
这是第一组的染色体。
Number two.
第二组。
Number three.
第三。
Like that. And look at this.
你看看。
If you have this gene goes abnormal.
比如说这里呢有一组基因是不正常。
On this chromosome number one.
就在这个第一组的染色体里头。
Then you have prostate cancer.
那么你就会有这个癌症。
If you have this gene goes wrong,
那如果你是在这里出问题
you have Alzheimer's disease.
你就会有这样子的疾病。
Okay. And if you have this gene goes wrong,
好，如果你这边的基因又出问题呀
you have colon cancer.
那叫做肠癌。
If you have this gene goes wrong,
哇，那个基因又出问题了
you have lung cancer.
哇，就是有肺癌。
See?All the disease you know is due to the gene abnormality.
所有的基因呢，他们是出自于这个它基因出问题。所有的疾病来自于问题的基因。
On chromosome number 7,
第七组的染色体。
If you have this gene goes wrong,
这个基因出问题的话
，then you have diabetes.
就是糖尿病的元凶。
So even though you received very healthy normal gene from your parents.
即使你从父母亲得到了很健康基因的遗传
while you're living your life for 30, 40, 50 years,
那么你到了30岁、40, 50岁的时候
if this gene changes,
那么这个基因改变了
then you have diabetes.
那你就中奖了。I
want you to remember at this point.
在这里我要你记得。
Your gene respond to your need.
你的基因是对着你的需要而有回应的。
Because you will have question in your heart, well, then why that gene changes?
你心里面就问题说为什么基因你要改变啊?
Well, I told you genes are the letters.
我告诉你基因就是文字对不对?
Because gene is letters.
因为基因就是文字呢。
Gene reveals the meaning.
所以基因呢会显示一些意思。
Meaningless letters are worthless.
如果这些文字是没有意义的话，那么就没有价值了。
If there's letters,
如果那个文字
，it has to have meaning in it.
文字必须要有意思在里头。
So, if you have a wrong meaning in your life.
如果你的生命里头有错误的意思呢
？Your gene can change wrong direction.
你的基因就会产生错误的功能方向。
Well, let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Our gene look like this.
这个基因就长得跟这个很像。
And gene can be inactive like this.
那基因也可以是一个毫无生气的。
When gene received meaning,
但是基因接受到一个资讯的时候
，When there is a need,
有一个需要来
，Then gene activate.
哦，它就活跃起来了。
You know, when I saw my wife,
你知道当我看到我太太的时候
I fell in love with her.
哎呀，真是
，I said, wow,
就爱到了。
And so we had some time.
所以有时候呢，我们是这样。
Then I decided to ask.
我就想说，我应该要问她。
If she would marry me.
看她要不要，愿不愿意嫁给我。
So one day I made up my mind.
有一天呢，我心里面就这样子决定。
And I was worried.
哇，就心里面挺担心。
If she says no.
如果她一旦说不的话。
Boy, it is going to be a big problem.
Oh, 真的是惨兮兮。
I'll be very sad.
我一定是一塌糊涂。
So I went to her.
所以我就去她那里。
So I said,
我就说
I love her.
啊，我很爱你。
And I'd like to marry her.
我要娶你。
And I was not so sure that she's going to say yes or no.
我也不确定她到底会不会答应。
Then I told her.
我就这样说。
If she cannot make up her mind now,
如果哎，她现在可以想清楚的话
，I would wait forever.
我愿意为她等一辈子。
And then I was looking at her.
我就这样子看她。
Do you know what she said?
你知道她怎么样回答我吗
？Yes. And at that point,
就在那时候。
I said, "Yay!"
Wow!
There is a great change happened in me.
在我里头呢，有很大的改变。
I was so happy.
哇，开心的不得了。
Do you know why I was happy?
你知道为什么那么开心
？Because I produce endorphin.
因为呢，我里面分泌了 endorphin.
In my brain cell.
在我的脑细胞里头。
There is a gene which produces a substance called endorphin.
有一个基因呢，它会分泌出 endorphin 的。
See? So when she said yes,
所以当她说好
，my endorphin gene got activated.
哇，我的 endorphin 的基因呢就开始很活跃。
And I have the endorphin surge.
那么我就有这样子 endorphin 的这样子东西。
Wow!
哇，就很开心。
When endorphin is produced,
如果 endorphin 分泌的时候
，your immune system becomes stronger.
你的免疫力呢就增强了。
See? And when she said yes.
当他说好
，I had endorphin
啊，我的这个 endorphin，
and my immune system becomes strong。
哎呀，我的那个免疫力呢就增强了。
Can you imagine if she said no？
你可以想象吗？如果她拒绝的话
，I have no endorphin。
我一点都没有 endorphin 呢。
I'm so sad。
哎呀，咁咩事啊
？And my immune system become weaker。
免疫力完全降低。
So I'm so thankful to her even today.
哎呀，我甚至到今天还是很感谢她。
She said yes.
因为她答应了。
So whenever I talk to her,
每一次我跟她讲的时候
，I remember that moment.
我记得在那一刻。
That was the second most wonderful moment in my life.
这是我一生当中第二个最奇妙的时光。
The first, the best moment was.
那第一个最奇妙的时光是呢
？When I found the Creator.
我认识了那创造者。
Wow, then, when I met her.
哇，这个创造者竟然可以创造出这样子的人。
If she says yes.
如果她说好
，Endorphin.
哇 ，Endorphin 就发展。
Then you become healthy.
哦，就健康了。
If she says no,
如果她说不
，adrenaline
啊，这个啊
，adrenaline
就萎缩了
，stress hormone，
这个stress 压力的
stress hormone，
yeah， 压力的荷尔蒙
，bad hormone
就是不好的荷尔蒙
，and make me unhealthy，
就让我整个人呢就生病了。
See, that's why I'm telling you, gene respond to the meaning。
所以这就是我告诉你，基因是会 对于你的意思有所反应的。
Good meaning, good way.
好的意义就好的现象。
Bad meaning, bad way.
坏意义就成为坏的效果。
So it is very important to remember this.
很重要，要记得这个。
I want you to remember these two facts.
所以我要你记得这两件事实。
Your gene responds to the meaning.
你的基因对于意义是有反应的。
Bad meaning, good way. A good meaning, good way.
有一个好的意义，好的意义呢，就会产生了好的效果。
Bad meaning,
坏的意义
bad way.
就产生坏的效果。
And your gene responds to the need.
那么你的基因是对于这样的意义会反应的。
Okay, now, the diabetes is disease of the sugar.
这个糖尿病是一个跟糖有关系的疾病。
Also, diabetes, you have this gene problem.
糖尿病有这个基因的问题。
This gene become abnormal.
这个基因变成不正常了。
Why?
为什么？
Is there any need for that gene to become abnormal?
是什么样的需要会造成这个基因会产生不正常？
Is there any kind of meaning?
是不是有什么样的意思会造成它？
To make those that gene inactive?
使得这些基因呢不活跃。
So this is very interesting point.
这是一个非常有意思的一个重点。
Okay.Okay, let me draw a little picture for you.
让我画一些图给你看。
And you know, when you eat the food,
当你吃水果的时候
like a rice, fruit, you absorb the sugar.
那么你就吸收了这个糖分。
And this sugar is absorbed into your blood.
这个糖呢就会被吸收到血液里头。
So diabetes means you have too much sugar in the blood.
糖尿病就是你的血液里头太多的糖分。
Why you have too much sugar in the blood?
为什么你的血液里头有那么多的糖分？
Because the sugar in the blood must get into the cell.
因为糖应该要进到细胞里头。
And the sugar must be burned in the cell.
糖分要进到细胞，然后被它给燃烧。
To produce energy.
使你有能量。
Right? Okay. So let me draw a picture of the cell here.
好，让我这样子来画给你看。
This is cell membrane.
这是细胞膜。
And this is nucleus.
这是细胞核。
And this is chromosome.
这是染色体。
And there are many different genes.
很多的基因在里头。
And there is a structure called mitochondria.
这里呢有一个东西叫做粒线体。
Mitochondria is just like an engine of the car.
这个粒线体就很像汽车的引擎。
Okay. In your engine of the car, there must be Gasoline has to come in.
汽车的引擎需要有汽油进去。
Gasoline for this mitochondria is sugar.
粒线体的汽油呢，就是糖。
糖。糖。
糖。
Sugar. Okay, sugar. And then we need oxygen.
那我们也需要氧气。
And we need, and this sugar has to be burned.
这些糖分呢，必须要燃烧。
Let me ask you this question.
我这样问你。
There's a few cars parked outside in the parking lot, right?
在这个停车场有一些车子停的。
In the engine of the car.
在车子里头，引擎。
There is gasoline.
有汽油。
And there is also oxygen.
也有氧。
Is gasoline being burnt now?
那现在那个汽油有在燃烧吗？
No.
没有。
Why not?
为什么？
Because your ignition is turned off.
因为这个汽车开关是关着的。
After this lecture,
那么我们上完课，
you go out and get into the car.
你进到车你的车子里。
and you'll turn on the ignition.
你就发动了。
Then it goes boom,
就是那种声音出来了。
Okay. What happened to the engine when you turn on the ignition?
当你开发动的时候，引擎发生什么事情
？Spark.
就是火花燃烧。
By turning on the key like this,
当你要转动这个钥匙的时候
，you're creating electric spark.
你就产生了这种火花。
Then when there's spark in the engine with the gasoline and oxygen,
引擎里面的汽油跟氧气呢
，and it beginning to burn.
有了火花，它们就开始燃烧。
A little explosions.
那么就有一些爆发力。
Boom. So now, in your cell,
所以在你的细胞里头
，we have sugar.
我们有糖
，because you ate your supper.
因为你吃了晚餐
，and you have oxygen.
你有氧气
，because right now you're breathing, right?
因为你现在在呼吸嘛
，and it is burning.
那么就开始燃烧
，where is the spark coming from?
那个火花是从哪来的？
Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有意思在这里
So we have a sugar.
所以这里我们有糖
Oxygen.
氧
Then we need spark.
我们需要在这里点火
And spark, you might call it qi.
厉害
The Chinese like cheese, right? Then you haveheat.
然后我们就产生了热能。
Heat. Then you have power.
有力量。
Then you have electricity.
有能，有电。
And scientists call this energy.
科学家称作为能量。
What is this qi?
这个qi是什么呢？
What is this qi? I know Chinese people do the qi gong, right?
Qi gong.
And they're trying to catch the qi.
然后我们呢，想办法从外面把气引进来。
Is that qi really that qi? This qi?
我们这个外面的气就是这个里面的气吗
？You know.What is this qi?
这个气是什么意思
？If you read the Bible,
如果你从圣经来看
，In the Bible, that God created genes.
在圣经呢，上帝造了基因。
God created a human being.
造了人。
And He gave the qi.
然后他就吹了一口气。
Then man stand up.
哎呦，那个人就活起来了。
Why?
为什么
？Because in mitochondria, there's a burning began.
因为那个粒线体就开始发动。
Inside cell, it said boom. What is this qi?
这个气是什么
？To know what is this qi,
要了解这个气是什么
？We can imagine some kind of situation that the qi is blocked.
我们可以想象呢，有些气是被阻碍了。
When qi is blocked,
如果气不顺
，when qi is blocked like this,
被阻碍了
，then suddenly you go,
马上就是停火了。
And what do you call? You called 气咒？
我们就说就是气绝，
yeah.
身亡。
Yeah.See, when that happened?
所以什么时候会这样子的事情发生？
气绝，气绝，
气绝，
气绝，气绝。
对啊。
In what kind of situation?
什么时候会这样
？When you have a bad news.
你听到坏消息的时候。
Bad meaning.
就是坏的事情，坏的意思。
See.When you have such a bad news,
哇，你真的是天打雷劈的事情发生。
When you have bad news,
哦，这是坏消息。
If my wife said,
如果我老婆这样说
，No，
那时候说不
，Probably I went to 气掉了。
哎呀，他就气绝了。
Because it was bad news。
哎，那真是坏消息。
When I had the good news，
可是呢是好消息。
I was full of 气。
哇，真的是充满了气。
I burned everything。
我就是燃烧身体呢，全身在燃烧。
All my endorphin gene is active。
Endorphin 呢非常活跃。
That's why I become so hungry so soon。
哎呀，就很快就会饿了。
Why？
为什么
？Because I burned all the sugar I had。
因为我把身上的糖分全部燃烧了。
And I had a good appetite。
所以呢，我就有了胃口。
Oh, she said yes。
哦，真的是她说好哎，胃口大开。
Food tastes good。
真是好吃啊。
But if I had, if she said no,
但是如果她说，哎呀，不要。
My 气 was very small.
哎呀，就气就慢慢很小。
And there's no burning.
哎，就烧不起来了，很小气。
I'm not hungry.
哎呀，吃不下。
I don't feel like eating.
哎呀，我没有胃口。
Guess what?
你猜？
气 is good news.
所以气是一个好消息。
She means she loves me.
气的来到表示她爱我。
If she says,
如果她说
I hate you,
我恨你
I go to 气绝。
哎呀，就气绝了。
Bad news is no 气。
坏消息就哎没有气了。
See, we have goodness and evil.
所以我们有善与恶。
Yeah, the goodness is 气。
这个。好善呢，就是一个气。
The evil is cutting off the 气。
这个恶呢，就是很漏气。
See? And love is 气。
爱就是气。
And anger and hatred cut off the 气。
气生生气。啊，愤怒啊，就把我们的气给斩断了。
That's why when you're very angry，
所以当你生气的时候
，sometimes you go 气壮。
啊，你就是全身无力。
When you're happy，
你开心的时候
，when you know the people around you are loving you，
你周围的人爱你
，you're full of 气。
哇，你平步青云。
So 气 is not something you can catch in the air。
气并不是说你在空中可以抓住的东西。
气 is goodness。
气就是一些善美的事物。
气 is love。
是爱。
When you go to some place and you see this beautiful nature，
哇，你在外面看到很漂亮的啊自然界的时候
，says wow it's beautiful。
哇，风景太美了。
You have a lot of 气。
哇，你身体就有很多的气。
But when you find it's ugly.
哎呀，真的是脏的半死。
You have it cut off the 气。
那么你就截断了你的气。
So the essence of the 气 is.
所以这个什么
？This truth.
哦，气呢就是真。
When you hear this kind, when you listen to this kind of lecture.
如果你参加这样子的一个讲座
，and you feel I'm glad I came tonight，
啊，真是今天晚上来对了
，and you have a high 气，
哎，你就有了气。
When you listen to my lecture，
但是你如果听了以后
，oh it's so boring，
哎，真的是无聊的要死。
And you have a low 气，
你就很漏气。
And this is goodness here，
这美善的要包括什么呢？
Oh, I'm so thankful.
哇，真是感谢。
Thank you.
感恩啊。
And you have high 气。
你就是气就很高涨。
And there is beauty.
美。
Beautiful.
美极了。
I'm glad I came here.
哇，来对了，真的是。
Gene, studying about gene is so beautiful, so interesting.
所以那个基因就会感觉到真是太好了。
You have high 气，
你气就很足。
The love is something，
爱就是一些
，which has all these three components。
是这三个因素所组成。
Truth，
爱里头的真理。
Goodness，
有美善。
And beauty，
和美。
That's why love is the most powerful qi。
所以爱就是为什么是一个最有力量的气。
That's why God is love。
也就是为什么上帝就是爱。
When you know God loves you，
当你知道上帝爱你的时候。
Your genes will activate.
你的基因全部都活化了。
And in your mitochondria,
你的粒线体呢？
The burning will become active.
它的燃烧就非常的活跃。
Okay, now we are ready.
好，我们现在准备好了吗？
And let's erase this. And so this is mitochondria.
好，这是粒线体。
And this is a spark qi.
哦，这里就是点火的地方，就是气。
And when sugar is in the blood right now.
现在糖分在血液里头。
So let's say this red dots are the sugar.
哦，这个红色代表了糖分。
And the sugar has to come into this mitochondria.
糖分必须要进到粒线体里头。
For the sugar come in, the cell must open the door. There is a scientist found there is a door.
为了要让糖分进到你的粒线体的，它的细胞有一个门。
A door is opened.
啊，科学家发现有一个门，这门要打开。
Then sugar can come in.
所以糖就可以进来。
How door is opened?
这个门该怎么打开？
There is a doorbell right next to the door.
这个门上面呢有一个按钮。
And this doorbell must be pushed.
这个按钮必须要有按。
Then what pushes this doorbell?
什么要必须按这个按钮呢？
There's insulin.
就是胰岛素。
Insulin which is produced in your pancreas.
这个胰岛素是来自于你的胰脏。
Pushes this doorbell.
就按了这个门铃。
And doors open.
门就打开。
And then sugar come in.
糖进去。
And then energy is produced.
那么力量，能量就会燃烧。
And this spark also activates gene.
这个，火花哈，也是这个从基因来的。
But when you have diabetes,
但是你有糖尿病的时候
，scientists found out your door is not opening.
也就是你的门呢打不开。
So at the beginning, when I was in medical school.
所以我在医学院的时候
，My professors told us that your pancreas is not working.
教授就说，是胰脏呢没有功能
，So it doesn't produce sufficient amount of insulin.
所以没有办法产生足够的胰岛素。
So that's why you have diabetes.
所以你就糖尿病了。
But now today scientists found that that's not true.
但是今天科学家发现这不对。
When you have an adult onset diabetes,
那你有这个
adult,
这个成人的糖尿病的话
instead of this juvenile childhood diabetes,
不是那一种儿童或者青少年的那个糖尿病
pancreas produce insulin normal.
成人的是你的胰脏还是产生正常的胰岛素出来
？So even though there is insulin produced normally in the body，
即使你身体产生正常的胰岛素
，this doorbell is not responding。
可是呢，这个按钮却没有回应。
So insulin is pushing and pushing just like an elevator door, you know。
所以你的那个胰岛素一直在按钮，按钮就像很像电梯一样。
Doorway is not opening。
那个门总是不开。
Somehow this doorbell is very, very insensitive。
可能这个按钮哈是已经很像接触不良啊。
Scientists did not know why。
科学家不晓得为什么。
And that's why you require diabetic patient require more insulin。
所以他们就想办法给那个糖尿病的更多的胰岛素。
To push and push and push，
就想按那个钮。
Then doors open finally。
尽量让那个门打开大一点。
Why？
为什么要这样
？Scientists did not know for a long time。
科学家很长的时间不明白这个原理。
But very recently，
但是最近呢
scientists found something very, very interesting.
科学家就发现很有意思的事情。
And there is a green substance like this is covering up this doorbell.
就有一个绿色的物质呢，它就把这个按钮给遮盖了。
So insulin is trying to push the doorbell.
所以胰岛素想要按钮的时候
，Well, doorbell is covered by this this abnormal protein.
这个按钮呢就被这个不正常的蛋白质给覆盖住了。
Normal healthy people do not have this green substance.
正常的健康的人呢不会有这样子的物质。
This scientist called resistin.
科学家称作一种排
resistin. See, do you know what resist means?
你是为什么会这种排拒
？And so why then resistin is produced among the diabetic patient?
为什么在糖尿病患者里头有这样一种排拒这个胰岛素的这种现象
？You remember a gene respond to the need?
你记得吗？基因是针对你的需要有所反应的。
Let's find out why.
好，我们来发现这个。
And
理由是在这里。
To produce this abnormal resistin,
为什么会产生这不正常的这种排拒的物质呢
？This abnormal gene is formed here.
因为有不正常的基因产生了。
And this gene is producing this resistin.
这不正常的基因呢，产生了不正常的物质。
Why this gene is here?
为什么会有发生那种不正常的基因？
Because it is needed.
因为需要。
Uh-oh. It sounds funny, isn't it?
这个听起来是不是蛮好笑的
？It means that the people with diabetes needed diabetes.
意思是不是就是说糖尿病患者是因为他需要成为糖尿病患者
？Do you think it makes sense?
这样子这个讲法成立吗
？Let's find this out.
我们来发现来研究看看。Okay.
And there, among diabetic patients,
在糖尿病患者当中
，there is need to cover up the switch.
也就是他们有一个需要，就需要把这个钮给按住。
Why?
的盖住，为什么
？Because you don't use doorbell.
因为你不需要再用这个按钮。
How?
怎么会这样
？Number one reason.
第一个理由是
by not.Exercising,
因为你没有运动。
If you don't exercise,
如果你不运动的话
，then there's no need for your cell produce energy, right?
你的细胞就不需要产生能量。
If you don't have any need to produce energy,
如果你不需要产生能量的话
，there's no need for the sugar to come into the cell.
那么也细胞就不需要糖分进来喽。
If there is no need for the sugar to come into the cells,
如果不需要糖分进到细胞里头
there is no need for the doors to be opened.
那门就不用打开了。
If there is no need for the door to be opened,
即使门不打开
then there is no need to be doorbell to be pushed.
那么这个按钮就不需要被按了。
You are not going to use doorbell.
所以你就不需要这个门铃。
If you don't do the exercise,
如果你不运动的话
，therefore there is new need.
就是新的需要是什么
？To keep your doorbell covered.
你新的需要就是关注盖住这个按钮，使门不用打开。
Because you don't use doorbell.
因为你不需要，你不用这个按钮了。
By not doing exercise.
是因为你不运动的缘故。
That's why the exercise is important.
就是为什么运动是这么重要。
If you don't do the exercise,
如果你不做这样的运动
，all day long,
整天
，you know your doorbell says why we are here.
你的按钮就说那我们干嘛在这里
？He doesn't use us.
这个人不用我们。
If it goes on day after day, month after month,
日复一日，年复一年
，and your gene says,
你的基因就这样说
，Oh, this person wants to cover up the doorbell.
哎呀，这个家伙很像要我们把这个门铃给盖住了。
There is a need to cover up the doorbell.
所以因为你有这个需要，他就把门铃盖掉了。
This is the most important cause of diabetes, lack of exercise.
所以糖尿病患者最重要这个、哦、缺乏运动。
And number two,
第二点，
too much fat in the diet.
在你的食物当中太多油脂。
Why? Why too much fat in the diet can produce abnormal resistance?
为什么那么多油脂在你的食物里头会产生一种、排斥呢？
For your sugar to be burned,
为了要让你的糖分燃烧，
you need oxygen.
你需要养分，
right?
氧气。
Oxygen is carried, transported by red blood cells.
氧气呢是由红血球来带领的。
See? But if you eat too much fat,
但是你吃太多油了。
I know Chinese people eat too much grease.
啊，我们中国人是很吃油腻的东西。
Too much oils. 嗯、
油类的。
The vegetable oil or animal or you know fat.
不管是植物性的、动物性的油脂。
So you must if you wanna consume the oil.
所以你要必须要消耗这个样子的油。
You must do the exercise.
你更需要运动。
That's why when I went to mainland China about 8 to 10 years ago.
那也就是为什么我到八年十年前去中国大陆的时候
，Even though they consume a lot of fatty, oily food，
虽然他们还是吃油很凶。
Everybody was what？
每个人都骑什么
？Bicycling， so they do the exercise every day。
哇，他们每天骑脚踏车都运动。
That's why they still needed doorbell to be opened。
所以他们身体还是需要这个按钮是开着的。
But here in Taiwan,
但是在这里台湾呢
？No, but everybody's on the motorcycle.
每个人都是机车族。
No exercise.
缺乏运动。
No walking.
不走路。
Then very oily, fatty food.
再加上重油的食物。
Very easily you can get diabetes.
非常容易得糖尿病。
And So, when you eat very highly fatty, oily food,
所以你如果吃高油脂的东西，
your blood become very thick.
我们的血管就很萎缩，很细。
Because of fat.
因为油脂。
So, in your blood vessel, the capillaries.
那么你的血管里头呢？
Become like this.
就变这样子。
Okay, this is normal capillary.
这是一个正常的血管。
And this is red blood cells.
红血球在这里。
And this is very clean blood.
这是很干净的血液。
No fat in the blood.
在血里头没有脂肪。
So red blood cells are separated.
血那个红血球就分开。
And they can travel through the capillary very fast.
他们就可以在血液畅流。
But if you eat too much fat,
太多脂肪。
And this red blood cell becomes so sticky each other.
血液就非常黏。
And they get stuck here.
他们粘稠就被塞住了。
So these red blood cells cannot really transport oxygen to the cells.
所以这些血液呢没有办法将氧气带到细胞里头。
So if you cannot have oxygen,
所以我们没有这个氧气的时候，
there is no need for the doors to be opened.
也就不需要让这个门打开。
Even the sugar come into the mitochondria,
即使是糖分进到这个粒线体里头
，since there is no oxygen,
可是没有氧
，it's not going to be burnt,
就没有办法点燃
，so door will be closed,
所以这门就是关着的
，and door will need to be protected by the resist.
那么这个按钮就被封起来了。
See, so that's why lack of exercise,
就是缺乏运动
，too much fat,
太多的脂肪。
This is the most important cause of diabetes.
这就是糖尿病最主要的两个原因。
When I was in Korea in 1960s, when I was student in Korea,
在1960年我还在韩国当学生的时候。
At that time we were very poor. We could not have meat.
很多人都是穷的，没有肉。
No oils.
没有油。
And we always walked.
我们总是走路。
No diabetes.
没有糖尿病。
Now.
现在。
Korea's economy is now up.
韩国的经济发展了。
People love to eat meat.
人开始吃肉了。
Too much fat.
太多脂肪。
Oil.
油脂。
They're all driving.
他们也开车。
No exercise.
没有运动。
That's why There are so many diabetic patients.
所以为什么那么多的糖尿病患者？
See, now there's the most important cause.
所以最重要的这个原因呢？
Is a lack of qi.
缺少氧气。
When you can have this lack of qi.
当我们缺乏氧气。
When you are angry.
当你什么时候会缺乏氧气呢？生气。
When you're worried.
担心。
When you're afraid,
害怕
When you hate,
仇恨
See, when you're under distress,
在压力当中
See, so we have too much stress in this life,
在人生里头太多的压力
Too much fat in our diet,
在食物里头太多的油脂
Too much a lack of exercise,
太懒惰没有运动
Everybody is ready to have diabetes.
所以每一个人呢，就准备好做糖尿病患的候选人。
It is time. It is time to do the exercise.
所以现在我们正是要学习运动的时候。
It is time for you to change your diet to the healthy side.
现在正是我们要改变健康的饮食的时候。
If you keep on going on same way as you have been going on.
我们如果继续按照过去的方式生活的话
，People will get sick.
都会生病。
Eventually, you have a high blood pressure.
最后你会有高血压。
Diabetes.
糖尿病。
And cancer.
癌症。
But if you change your lifestyle.
如果你改变你生活的习惯。
And if you can control too, if you have a more cheese.
然后就更多的气劲。
By learning truth.
借由认识真理。
Goodness.
学习美善的事物。
And the beauty.
很美。
Then you say, Wow.
哇
This is beautiful.
真是美啊
I'm glad I came tonight.
我很高兴今天晚上来这里
Then you have more qi.
那么你就很多的气
Then your sugar will be burnt more actively.
你的糖分呢就是在里头会更好的燃烧
I'm very healthy today.
今天我很健康
All my friends are sick with diabetes.
我许多的朋友在糖尿病当中
High blood pressure.
高血压当中
Some of my friends already died because of cancer.
我的朋友因为癌症而死
Do you know why I'm so healthy today?
你知道吗我为什么会健康呢
Even though I am 62 years old.
尽管是我是62岁了
Because about 20 years ago.
因为在20多年前
I changed my diet.
我改变了食物
Then I met God.
我遇见了神
and who created genes.
他创造了基因
and I began to study Bible.
我开始研究圣经
it was beautiful.
太美了
beautiful to learn about creator.
能够认识 创造主是多么美好
and then I am full of qi.
所以呢我充满了气
why?
为什么
there are many people say thank you to me.
因为很多人对我说谢谢你
Because you came to Taiwan.
因为你来到台湾
My diabetes is gone.
我糖尿病不在
Even though you have diabetes today.
甚至你今天即使有糖尿病
Come to this seminar.
你要继续来参加这个
Learn about healthy diet.
要学习怎么样有健康的食物
And exercise.
运动
And everything else.
还有其他的
And you begin to follow.
那么你就开始学习
Your diabetes, your resistance will not be needed.
那么你那样子的覆盖呢，就不再需要了。
Then this gene disappears.
那基因就会消失。
Then you no longer produce resistance.
那么你就可以没有，你就不再产生这些不好的东西。
Your diabetes can completely go away.
你的糖尿病可以完全的离开你。
Don't dream.
不要梦想。
You are not going to do the exercise.
你如果不运动
，You keep on eating same way.
你还是按照以前的习惯吃。
Then eating something, taking some medicine.
然后再吃药。
That can only give you sugar control.
那也只能控制你的糖分。
It will never recover your gene back to normal.
但是它却没有办法帮助你的基因回到正常。
Please bring your friends.
请你邀请朋友。
I'm going to tell you.The wonderful way to recover your abnormal gene back to normal.
我 接下来几天要跟你分享的是如何让那不正常的基因呢恢复正常。
Changing gene does not require a very high degree technique.
要改变基因并不要求一个很高的技术跟学问。
People got sick.
人们生病。
Their gene changed.
基因改变。
Do they have that technique to change the gene?
他们有没有这种高技术能够改变基因呢？
No.
没有。
It was simply the bad lifestyle.
因为那是来自一个坏的生活。
If you change your lifestyle,
如果你改变生活
good way,
成为好的方式
your gene will respond good way.
你的基因就会反应成好的方面。
Your gene will come back to normal.
那你的基因就会恢复正常。
Where the creator, the way creator created originally.
就是恢复到这造物主原本创造给你的基因。
May God bless you with the healthy gene.
愿神透过健康的基因来大大赐福于你。
Through this truth.
借由我们这一周所要学习的真理。
Thank you very much.
感谢大家。
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心，电话04-2201-1418。